What's going on, AfterBuzz family? You knocked and we are buzzing you in. It's time to be hella great. It's the season premiere of season 2 of Insecure, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Let the quarter let
run up on me, you get hit.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
What? What? And know my bitches with the shit.
Cardi B.
Bitch. Looking like
I caught a lick.
Get it. Just the shoulders.
Since day one, I've been that
bitch.
Bow, bow, bow. Hit him with the shoulders. Hit him with the shoulders. Hit him with the shoulders.
I can't stand that, y'all.
Damn. That's how you start
looking
season 2.
Like I caught a lick.
Yeah, it was hella lit. That's how you start
look at me, season two.
Because it's hella great here on AfterBuzz TV. Damn!
Zaddy!
We definitely heard some of that.
To all my zaddies and my zombies out there, what's up? It's AfterBuzz TV presents Insecure. Yo, season 2, we are back. Thank God.
Yes. Gosh, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. We look a little bit different. We look a little bit different. So before we get to all the lovely AfterBuzz information, because I want you guys to be super involved this season, I'm your lead host, McCall Hall. You can find me on social media on Twitter at SoMcCallHall and on Instagram at McCall Hall of Fame when sports and pop culture collide. And to a living legend, Nefertiti in the flesh.
I can't stand you. Anyways, everybody, it's your girl Alexandria Washington, also known as Allie Washington, also known as Allie the Pub. And you can follow me across all social media platforms at Allie the Pub.
Wow.
I got my sister though.
Wow.
You saw about my sister through today.
Hey, yeah. And you gotta bring the music down real low. I feel like we should light some candles.
Let's chill. Cue
to the newest edition of Insecure on AfterBuzz TV. We
on present the Quiet Storm.
Oh, hey everybody, it's your girl Robin.
Ooh,
hey Robin, with a V, and you can find me at B Stays Busy because I'm a busy bird.
Because busy stays busy,
and I'm happy to be a part
busy
of this
bird.
Channel.
I love it.
Hey,
that was it. That's for Robin with a V.
Yes.
Now, that's
how you
can you introduce this song for me? I just kind of want to hear you introduce this song.
You want Robin to introduce it?
Yes.
Hey, girl.
You're in the Quiet Storm. Welcome to the Quiet Storm. Go ahead.
Welcome to the Quiet Storm.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
Coming up next
is
I'll Make Love to You. My Boys to Men.
Yes.
Damn.
Does this mean I call you Zombie?
Zombie. Now, if I had worn drawers today, they would have been on the floor.
Ciao. I'm telling you. She got a voice for the
airwaves. No, we're talking about the Zombie and Zaddy stuff.
Now, before we get to our Zombies and Zaddies, I want to make sure we shout out AfterBuzz TV. Now, y'all know I love social media. In particular, I love YouTube. So make sure you guys follow, subscribe, and rate us with 5 stars at AfterBuzz TV across the board. I'm talking about Instagram, I'm talking about Twitter, and of course, YouTube. Now, here's the deal. If you guys leave a comment, I will shout you out in the next episode. I will also read and respond to those comments on YouTube. Even if you're like, girl, I disagree completely. You want some other stuff? I don't care. I'm going to get back at you.
You will be heard.
I will definitely. So, you guys, dang. I looked back. The last time I saw you in the flesh, Allie, it was November.
It was.
It was 2016.
Dang, I haven't seen you in the new year.
I have not seen you in the
new year.
Happy
friend.
New year.
Happy new year.
Hey,
happy
friend.
Half a new year.
Like,
almost, well, we're in the second half of new year.
But we're going to end it strong.
We are.
We're going to end it strong.
Hey, sister.
Sister friend.
That's
sister
friend. You know what that was right there? Hold my, what? That was that Black Girl Magic right there.
I felt it.
Yo. Did you feel it? That's but hey,
too?
Wait a minute. That's genuine Black Girl Magic.
Can bring it over here?
Listen, come on. That's
right.
Yeah, this is genuine Black Girl Magic host edition.
Black Girl Magic.
I'm gonna drop hands.
Drop hands because we hella great on Insecure and AfterBuzz TV.
Hello,
you guys. I am so happy that Insecure is back.
Yes.
I literally watched that final episode with Lawrence banging Tasha.
Woo!
I probably have watched that episode 30 times.
Yeah.
Between my computer, between my iPhone, because I just kept watching it over and over and over, like, damn it.
Yeah.
Did you really leave my girl on the bouch?
Yeah.
Crying.
On the bouch.
Remember the bouch?
Hey, blood.
On the bouch.
Bacon back.
Yeah. It's kind of sad.
Let's get into it, you guys. Let's break down this episode. Get through all the emotions of it. There's so many emotions. Dream sequence, of course. Issa and Lawrence are at dinner. Psych.
Yeah. Surprise, bitches!
Look, like the gagball gags. I see that they're not going to give up on the dream sequence piece. But Issa's out on several dates.
Yes.
The life of a girl in L.A. Now,
especially in L.A. Yeah,
I noticed you have on a ring, so it's been a while for you. Allie, you know, we have shared a lot of stories.
We have. And shout out to Spicy Marty. She tried to help, but...
She tried to help.
I think I'm a lost cause. I think I'm a different case.
But growing up here, being raised here...
you get it.
I know. I totally know.
But see, it's totally different for you, too, because I feel like on the pro side, because you've been here. So, like, you had the opportunity to, like, know people and, like, people from high school.
That still didn't help when it came to dating, though, at all.
I feel like you just dip back in the pool. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I remember little Joe from 11th grade. He was trying to holler at the kid. Yo, you see what he's talking about.
I can't tell you any good stories, like, about dating in L.A.
Dating in L.A. sucks. These L.A. dudes suck.
They definitely do.
Now, I brought this up last season, but I want to just remind people, if you guys are new to Insecure, originally this show was actually created for ABC. Okay?
Right.
And it was titled L.A. Dudes Suck. And damn it, they still sucking on season 2. Issa drifts into the illest freestyle I've ever heard in my life.
The most sincere.
Can you duplicate a little bit? Like, can you drop a couple of the bars? Do you remember any of it?
She said, cheat is what I do.
Something, I'm going to cheat on you too.
I'm going to cheat on you too.
Hey, that's all I remember.
She said run away.
It was so ill.
And something about her tip. She said something about her tip about running away or something like that. Yeah. Here's a tip. Run away.
Yeah.
As soon as I leave her, I'm going to go watch it again. I got to get that freestyle down because I feel like I'm going to give that one on the next date that I'm on.
Hey, it be like that.
Because you just got to tell the truth.
With the knife and the fork.
Hello.
That was the
crunkest part. Yeah. I was like, yeah, you got to get lit.
It low-key reminded me of an old school scene from Coming to America when she was like...
Yeah.
Really be like breaking it down.
She's like, my name is Peaches and I'm the best. All the DJs want to feel my breath. Boom, boom. Eka. Hey. Yeah, that's where it took me right there.
But you know what was cool about it, though? I like the series of the people that she dated.
So let's get into some of the cameos.
That was cool.
From the opening scene. Mm-hmm. The only person that I recognized was, his name escapes me now. Not Rel. His name
Kieran.
Is... No, not Kieran.
I'm going to just name him as she goes. No.
Okay. Dustin. Dustin from the Friend Zone podcast. If you guys have a moment to check out some other podcasts, obviously make sure you subscribe to the Insecure podcast. But after you subscribe to our podcast, download the Friend Zone on Loudspeaker Network, I believe.
Hmm.
They also have The Read and some other really good ones. But Dustin is on the Friend Zone and he's guest starring on this episode.
That's cool.
He was the one that, he was real smooth, chocolate brother with a bald head. He was like
light skin.
I think, what kind of lights?
Like a brown mocha little color.
Look, what's better than one billionaire? Two, especially if they're the same hue.
Come on.
We all brown, okay? I don't remember.
But so, what was he saying? Which one was he? Because I'm trying to remember which one he was.
I think he was one of the first ones.
He was the first one. As soon as she realized, I'm not with
Lawrence. So it was Dustin, the guy, Emmanuel, and some, I forget his brother's name, but they were one of the first people to start doing like Vine videos and stuff.
Oh, okay.
You remember She Ratchet? You remember that song?
No.
Oh my God, that started the whole Ratchet movement. They from Atlanta.
In the car.
She Ratchet.
No, I gave up on Ratchet.
Emmanuel
like
and Phillip. So that was Phillip. So Dustin, Phillip, King Kieran from All Dev Digital and like the skit videos on Instagram. And then Rail from the Carmichael show that just got canceled. I'm sad about it.
Yeah, that was a good show.
But Rail's working out here, so shout out to Rail.
Yeah, he getting checks. So let's move on. Molly finally takes her ass to therapy.
and is she not really there for therapy at all whatsoever.
She is not opening up she's not a there single for it. Thing. The only thing she opened up was her checkbook to pay for it.
Yeah.
She didn't open up her mouth. She didn't do nothing. Then had the nerve to try to flip it on the therapist. Like, well, she trying to be in my business.
Well, you paying her to be in your business, Molly. I actually just solicited a therapist.
Really?
Yep. I've been doing some reading here as of late, and it's not like you find yourself like in a dark space or nothing. I'm not trying to be deep, but it's important to talk to someone that's not biased to your situation. You know what I mean? Like, so many times I feel like we always run to girls like, you know, oh, you my homegirl, talk to me, or oh, it's my boyfriend, I can only talk to you, or sometimes you just want to talk to your mama. Mm-hmm. Like, we run to a lot of people that we're comfortable with, which is fine because it's what you're supposed to do.
And
we're
humans. And support system too.
Exactly.
So.
But you have to be able to talk to somebody unbiased when you're feeling, when something is really sitting with you or bothering you, or you just want some just a revelation about yourself and who you are in your self-realization. Mm-hmm. Go talk to somebody that's unbiased. Like, I'm excited.
Yeah.
And I think a lot more black people in general, but especially black women, we hold so much in all the time.
And another thing is, if you're going to do it, you need to be completely open.
Yeah. Don't go with the intentions of it. Because that kind of made me upset about Molly. Because I'm like, I'm trying to, you know, Molly's been my tough character.
Well, let's be honest. Let's be honest. It's not like Molly just woke up one morning after having a latte, like, you know what? I'm going to try out therapy. Multiple people encouraged her to go to therapy.
Right.
Right. So it wasn't like it was her choice. She finally just reacted to everybody else's request and suggestion. So I think it's a different situation when you just decide on your own, I'm going to do something. It's like losing weight. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
I keep telling you, you big. I keep telling you, eating too much. Like, girl, you're going to double chin. Like, you got to slow down. You're never going to get married being big. It's not going to hit home until they decide, I want to lose weight.
Exactly.
And there's still going to be a few different sections. She's going to keep going until she opens up. It's like a layer, like an onion. Mm-hmm. She got to get through them
and
first
layers.
And
then it's like she's picking and choosing what. It was like, oh, well, you talked about, you know, your brothers and how, Oh, we're
that's
fine. All right, what about work? I know you.
Everything's great.
Everything's great. Mm-hmm. You just saw a boy. Like, come on now.
Yeah. She's a liar. But
in denial.
But I believe as the season progresses, she's going to have a scene with that therapist.
Well, she'll probably have no choice but to like open up. She'll get to
right. And I think that's going to be really hard for everybody to watch because Molly's such a strong person and has been through the series. It's going to be a scene to watch. That's all I gotta say. Shout out to Issa's shirt. The Monday
through Sunday.
Friday,
smack
Saturday,
in the middle
Sunday.
Of the week. That's
that
how
was
it
cute.
Is.
That was really cute. Molly and Issa confide in each other, though, that their lives are on E.
I thought that was the funniest line ever.
Like,
because
dick is on E, money on E, just everything
is on E. I was like, oh no, it's not empty across the board. But there is one thing to rejoice in. All those things can be on E. Jesus and. Your superhuman nigga repellent.
Yo. Because sometimes you just got to put it on.
Sometimes I thought that was the funniest line.
It was.
Ever.
Because
it
was. He was so fine. The way she repelled him, you must have had something on.
Said,
and
what?
Issa couldn't
she
even
doing?
Speak. She was like 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 3:30. It's coming.
Girl,
she
it's coming.
Pay attention.
Oh, that was the funniest line to me. She's like, look at you with your superhero. I said, come on now. That's a real read.
Yo.
That's a real friend
shout
read.
Out, shout out to the writers. Issa Rae was on The Breakfast Club recently, and she was talking about all the different writers. I wonder if a black writer wrote that line or a white writer.
Ain't no telling.
I would love if anybody could find out for us
black.
Out there
that
and put it
so
in the comments.
To me.
Find out who wrote this episode and if they're white or black. Because
and if they're male
repellent,
or female.
Yeah.
And if they're male or female. We need to know that.
Like,
too.
We need to know.
Questions that need answers.
Like, we just need to know.
Hashtag asking for a friend. That's me.
It's
all
not
your
for
friends.
Me. It's
asking
not for,
for
me.
All your friends.
It's for my friend.
It's for my friend.
Issa shares, by the way, that Lawrence will not communicate. Surprise, surprise. Mm. Whew.
Lawrence is bothering me this season already.
So here's the thing about this episode. There's so many sudden movements to things that exist and don't exist. But what does exist is Lawrence's booty cheeks all up in the screen.
Come on, Jay.
Thrusting and grinding and gyrating and giving that girl every back shot a girl could dream of.
Now listen, Jay is a good friend of mine. His he has family in Arkansas. I go to church with his mom, like, yes, hey, Miss Paula. Jay, Miss Paula, first of all, you created perfection. I never told you this, but I just wanted to let you know now. All right, Miss Paula. Second of all, gosh, he works out. I just wanted to text and be like, hey, Jay.
I see you.
Zaddy, I see you with the chicks. Big head. Hey, big head. No, but he was really deal. Like, you could tell. Now I see, like, I've never been one of those girls. I've been around girls and be like, oh my God, girl, he has a cute butt. I just be like, that is so.
Like, and you totally look.
And I don't know if it's like a black girl thing or like just a girl thing. Because
it's a
or
butt.
Like, you know, because.
But it's a. I don't look at butts.
Do you look at butts?
Not really. There's a difference.
I mean, especially if you get naked with a person and they walk away.
But did you or did you not look at butts before, like, you got in your situation all engaged and stuff?
Really? I look at butts at the
gym. It didn't define whether
I was going to go with them. You're an athlete, too, so it's different.
I look at how high they booty sit up at
the gym. Well, that's how tight they are, too. Like, when they work out, they sit up. Like, it's just, I don't know.
Do you want somebody with a Lawrence booty or what?
I just like something I can grab on.
It's something to grab on, for sure.
Yeah, grab booties.
I don't grab booties anymore.
I'm out of here. Hey, I'm out of here.
I don't grab booties anymore, but
I'm not
I
here
can
to
relate.
Lay on the sword. What? But I do believe in a little bit of transparency to help our show and our viewers and our listeners, you know, relate. And I have placed my paws.
Somebody need to help me.
You know, you just got to.
You just can't resist.
And I got big hands.
Grab both cheeks.
I'm just saying that. Okay, well, you know him. He's like a friend, so maybe you can't consider.
I mean, but y'all, even previously, I don't think I've ever grabbed a butt.
Have you ever had a butt like that?
I've had a nice, I guess looking at that, I've had a nice share of butts, I guess. How crazy does this sound, y'all?
We have gone on for 120 seconds about ass
butts.
Cheeks.
Jesus.
All right, moving along. Shout out to the cheeks.
Shout out to them cheeks. I hope we see more of them.
I think that was a taste saying we will.
So here's the gag of all gags. Mm,
talk to me.
Lawrence gets up after giving this young lady with her nipples pierced, this low-class Jezebel.
Jezebel.
Now, I thought he was going to say, hey, you want some breakfast? Can I go make you some? He said, I'm going to get up and go. The nerve.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it's been going on for multiple months.
I thought it was like the first weekend, and then I'm like, no, I heard. I was like, yeah, this is the thing you do.
Like, how long is too long for a man to be coming into your home where you are paying the bills and giving you the goods, but yet either y'all aren't living together, but he's just like coming in and dipping and slipping? Like, I don't believe in that. At some point, you got to take me out. You got to be paying. It happened eventually.
And you have to, as
she's
a woman.
She's pimping backwards, low key.
And as a woman, you have to be able to recognize that thing. And I think that Tasha wasn't recognizing it. I had a situation like that. And you got to, like, I recognize, bro, we ain't never. Now, granted, your work schedule is a little different. You know what I'm saying?
But that work
and it be
schedule.
Late, and it be late when you get off. I get it. Like, late. So we can't really go nowhere. But, like, you ain't took me nowhere, though.
You get an off day.
Like, you get an off day,
at least one.
And then we ain't been nowhere, but we can chill at the house.
Some women really, really will consider the BS if they lay in the pipe.
Because that's payment. So speaking of pipe, I want to move on real quick. Lawrence is still staying with his homeboy.
Sorry, ass nigga.
I can't think of his. I think it's Chad.
Sayana.
I don't like him at all. I've never liked him. And when the hell is he getting married?
He's been engaged for a long time.
That's what we call a forever fiance. Oh, we about to get married.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Lawrence is still sleeping on this raggedy air mattress. And his friend brings up this quote. And I couldn't understand what he was trying to say. He said, pressure bus pipes. Do you guys remember that line?
Yes. He does. Because I wrote it down.
Okay, so what was your analysis of him saying that?
I'll let you go, Bert.
I think Lawrence was basically saying, like, there's no pressure between him and Tasha. Like, we do what we do. And I think homeboy was saying pressure bust pipes. Like, it's not going to last forever. Like, she's going to either want more
or you're gonna either like not you're not gonna be happy with this.
Mm-hmm. So figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out. Make some moves. Because when you stay too complacent, it's just nowhere to go from there.
I'm processing as they're speaking because I didn't quite understand it. What did you pick up?
I got that. I got a little double kind of meaning. I thought it was probably along the lines of that. And then I thought it was kind of just like a sexual kind of thing. Like, all right, you keep on. Fool. Pressure going to bust up. Be careful out here because you're not in the predicament clearly to be living on your own. You don't even got your own pot to piss in right now. You want my air mattress.
Your pipe.
And then your pipe mess around the bus, you really going to have a little situation. And then you don't even know this chick like this, and y'all don't even know what y'all doing, and then you mess around and have a baby with her, then what you gonna
do? That's what I thought.
You feel me? Thank you.
Hell, Lawrence is
and the way he was
baby.
And the way he was laying that pipe, I mean,
because let me tell you something, is the way he was going, even if you strapped up,
that's the fool is like a full blown mechanic. He knows how to connect some things.
You know, rubbers only last through so much. There's only so much.
Better grapefruit that thing.
Shout out to Girls Trip. I hope you guys had a chance to see Girls Trip this weekend. I had a chance to go see Girls Trip this weekend. And,
amazing.
I'm going to swing by the produce section.
But you
got to
be careful.
Come on. Quick thing. Would you really?
I mean...
Come on.
I grab ass.
Nowadays,
I grab booty cheeks. So,
but I'm just concerned about the whole...
Would you now?
I'm concerned about the whole.
Would you say we're going to Rouse after this? We've already discussed this. Will you be grabbing a grapefruit?
No, because if there's a chance that I can hurt someone by doing that, then
well, he
I'm
just
not...
got in his eye.
No, it was in his hole.
Oh, he
okay,
did
let's
say
not
that.
Spoil it for those who haven't seen it. But Girls Trip is in theaters now. It was fantastic. Another example of black girl magic.
That's also Insecure.
And back to Insecure. So, side note, Issa's on another dating app. I'm so damn tired of dating apps, I don't know what to do. And I feel for her because she is swiping left like a mother.
Were you ever on any dating sites? Have we talked about that before?
I have been on them. Mm-hmm. I have been. I do not like them. And I'm going to tell you why. Total side note, because I know we're running low on time. I just feel like, for women, right, mm-hmm. we are to be hunted, right? Men are hunters.
Courted.
We are to
mm-hmm.
be courted. So for us, like being out and about, like it's not like it's always easy, right? Men are supposed to approach. So if you're a man and you're on an internet site and you're saying, I'm this, I'm that, I'm great, how, Sway? How? If you're all that, then how come you can't meet somebody in person?
Then yeah. again, why are we on there? Swiping left or swiping right?
Because we're women. It's not always the same situation.
What about Bumble?
What's Bumble?
Because we got to make the first move.
Oh, but you know what? I've been on Bumble. You still got to swipe.
Yeah, you got to swipe, but we're responsible for making the first move on Bumble.
I will tell you this. For those of you guys who are out there thinking about, okay, what dating app, you know, works for me. For the ladies, I will say that I went on more dates off of Bumble.
Really?
I did.
I met a lot of white men on Bumble.
Let me tell you. But I
Robin got the squirrel on lock.
I didn't want to put your stuff out there, but she is happily engaged.
Yes.
And her credit is A1
by
honey,
myself.
By herself.
Without a man.
Hello.
Come and get this word.
It's a word. It's a knife.
So anyways, but Bumble is great for ladies and Tinder. For guys, because
guys
are trash.
Have you guys tried Plenty of Fish?
Oh, hell no.
No. That's like sexual stuff, right?
No.
That's like sex dates.
No.
I wish there was tequila.
I tried Hinge. All the girls were like, you got to get on Hinge.
Oh,
when
yeah,
I first moved
Hinge
down here.
Hinge is supposed to be within
Hinge
contact
like,
of your contacts,
okay,
right?
But I just, mm-mm. And I never went on a date from any of them either.
You don't have any homies
I got too scary.
That have like, that know cute guys? Isn't that like Hinge?
No.
It's L.A.
If I would have had that, I would have had McCall put me on.
It's L.A. Mm-hmm. It doesn't
Why you
even
ain't put
matter.
Me on?
It doesn't even matter. You go on these sites and you look at their professions and they say that they are this and they are that. And then you go on a date with them and they use the term aspiring with everything.
Lord.
Why are you always damn aspiring?
Why are you forever dreaming? Wake up!
But McCall and Allie, honestly, even face-to-face interaction is just as obnoxious as that as well. Because I was recently on a cruise ship and just randomly meeting people, and he's like, so what do you do? Where are you from? What do you do? Who are you? And I was like, I'm Robin with a V. Like, I'm tired of like having to give my whole resume every time I meet a person.
And I don't like starting over. That's been my like most hardest thing.
By the time I talked to him, I had already like given that explanation of what I do to like 5 or 6 other people prior to him. So by the time he asked, I'm like, I'm Robin with a V.
That's true.
You can Google me and get an idea or try and find me on Facebook. But after this, it's just like, it's too much. Why can't it just be genuine conversation?
Honestly, I've given it to God. Molly and Issa need to give their careers to God. Issa's having a little bit of trouble with We Got Y'all. I'm glad to see she still has a job.
I'm glad that they still got her.
Yeah. Shout out to them actually saying the real names of the schools, because Audubon is for sure a real middle school.
Like, for real, because...
And that part, that was my bus stop.
What about East 41st?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. The school. Too.
Issa Rae mentioned that. I don't know if it was Breakfast Club, but she said that before. She was like, I want to make sure. No, it was on The Read. She was on The Read last week. And she said, I want to make sure that everything is accurate and totally authentic to the LA experience. So
for real, because it's peeping. You remember we were talking about her saying CVS, and like, girl, bitch, you're in the 99 cent store.
Yes.
But just seeing her walk down the other streets that I grew up on, I'm like, okay, I know that street. Randy's Donuts. That street. Like,
yeah. Molly discovers that she has a pay discrepancy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way this all came about, somebody accidentally gave her somebody else's check. First of all, I would be pissed. Number one,
That's hard. How do you swallow that?
You already assume. Okay, let's just be honest. I'm a black woman in America. I have a really good job. I just know for a fact that I could be getting paid more if I was a white man. I just know this. I don't like it. I just know it. But when you see it in your face, and then you see who is actually earning more than you with their incompetent ass.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff that could make you physically ill. Mm-hmm. I think I would end up being physically ill if I found that out.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally destroyed.
In your face. Yeah, if you found it out in your face. Because it's different when you just like, when you hear about it. And you're just like,
But when you see it on paper.
When somebody's like...
Yeah, see it on paper.
Hey, yeah. It's right here.
Them numbers like, don't lie. It was printed. It's inked. It's signed, sealed, delivered.
It's not yours.
It's not yours. It's not yours.
Hey, funny alert. So Molly's going through all this. Issa calls. And Issa's like having just such a great day. You know when you've been beefing with your friend and then you guys are kind of back on like speaking terms. And Issa's just having such a great conversation one-sided with Molly. Molly's just not in the mood. Molly just hangs up on her.
Sure does.
That was so damn funny.
That's why you're my best friend.
You get the best wine. Click.
I do that shit with my mom all the time. Sorry, mom.
I take that shit so personal.
Like, but sometimes you got to do it. Damn. I mean, so Lawrence, side note, tells Issa that he's going to come by to pick up his jury duty mail. Mm-hmm. We'll get back to that. Molly does some detective work and finds out who the guy is at the holiday party, and he seems like an absolute jerk. I hope she punches him in his face.
Mm.
So let's talk about the wind down.
Yes.
The crunk.
The wind down. The wind down that turned into a major lituation.
Can we just ask the question, why Carlos Rossi? You guys still drink Carlos Rossi?
I don't.
I can't remember the last time I had
it. Why in the hell? I mean,
that's the one that comes in a big one with a little
It's like a big
I haven't had Rossi since I was in college. I don't know why the hell Issa had Rossi, but anyways, the party looked crunk.
Because when you in the hood, you just get hood shit.
You just get hood stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They had a
Four Locos with the Kool-Aid.
Hello.
Rundown.
Ooh, Four Locos used to whoa.
That was the devil.
If Issa Rae ever calls me to come to a party, I'm going to think long and hard. Because if I get there...
Did you see her
on Instagram this weekend?
Does she have Carlos Rossi?
She was on some yacht shit, hashtag yacht shit with her friends.
What?
And they were lit.
She
took all the cast. I think it was like their like rap party. Kind of. It was so freaking dope.
I bet you it was so dope.
Was like, I always said that I wanted to do hashtag yacht shit with my friends. And guess what, y'all? I'm doing y'all shit with my friends. So shout out Issa Rae. That was so dope. And I followed the hashtag yacht shit all weekend.
That's about to be my new one. Yacht shit. Issa's brother shows up.
That was so cool.
Is that her real brother? Or do we know if that's her real brother in real life?
That's actually a good question.
You guys.
But it'd be kind of cool if it was.
I'm about to pull a Wendy. How you doing?
How you doing?
Issa's brother.
Oh.
Is he.
Interest.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Or is he, how you doing?
He's...
Because the way he interacted with people made me think, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You pick up what I'm putting down?
Keisha, that braid. Yes, you always the flyest on the wall, and you.
I don't know, like
your. I was like, yeah. Hello.
I just kind of picked it up on like something, you know, that was brings unspoken.
Brings a different element to it.
But he's kind of different. Like he kind of goes back and forth. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm interested to see his character develop.
Super interesting because I was thinking it and I was like,
yeah, like is he?
Maybe they could be harping on the fluid term
because we okay. So because
in LA, a lot of people are fluid.
Are very fluid. Let me love tell you what something. You love. The fluids no in LA. That
just
go,
make sure you know which way when you swing my way.
Okay.
Don't, hello. Don't swallow or ingest the fluids. That's all I gotta say.
I it is cannot deal out here. With her.
It's potent. Why?
Get her off the panel.
Don't squeeze the juice.
Get her out of here.
Don't squeeze the juice. But I do want to bring up something about why I feel like his character is so important. If my assumption is true and there is some fluidity, Issa Rae mentioned.
No pun intended. Go ahead.
Right. Issa Rae mentioned that Langston, who played Molly's bisexual boyfriend, uh-huh, will not be returning. And I think that they still need to continue that conversation. I think he left to do another show, mm-hmm, but I think they still want to pry that subject matter a little bit, and I think they Amal would be that person to kind of bridge that conversational that's gap.
Perfect.
That's good, actually.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I be thinking.
See, we thinking, girl.
Speaking of conversation, too, real fast, I love how Issa brings in the bomber-sation.
The bomber
station. How she cultivates the bomber station.
So all the bloods show up.
Big B.
All the bloods show up at the party. One of the bloods is macking on Kelly.
Talking about Yoda.
You Yoda.
He said you beaut and thick.
I thought he was gonna say big. I was like, oh, we please don't.
Now, what was this dance that they were doing? I've heard of the Crip Walk. Mm-hmm. I'm from Seattle. I've only been in LA, you know, for a few years. I don't know all these gang terms, mm-hmm, okay? I was in Jack and Jill for crying out loud.
You were one of those.
So what was this dance that they were doing?
I mean, it was definitely the blood walk.
Yeah, it was it.
That's what you call the blood walk?
Yeah. The Crip Walk can't have a Crip Walk without the bloods having a blood walk.
Right.
But, like, he dusted off his shoes.
He does.
They do that.
Because that's a part of it. Crip Walks do it, too. You
but
know,
they're
you've
usually
heard of
going
YG?
In a B, like...
Yeah, they spell out... See, here's what happens. They dance and they spell out blood or Crip. So you see how like all the footwork goes. Are those...
I was getting ready to say something real ignorant.
Or sometimes they'll spell out the rival and then like stomp it out. And
yeah,
cross all, like just all kind of
the things I
like,
didn't pick up on watching the Snoop Dogg video. So Lawrence ends up at Tasha's house and finally takes the girl out for happy hour sushi. You mm-hmm low class tramp. You can't even get Mastro's.
And then ask her, did she want to go half on the popcorn shrimp?
Wait a minute.
He did say that. And she was so ecstatic.
Wait a minute.
But what? Maybe he needs somebody that's like willing to go half.
Because I need somebody to go half on the shrimp.
I didn't pick up on that.
Girl,
I
he definitely
he just
did.
Asked if she no. wanted something.
So you
want to
go
half
on this? That's what, yeah. Very clear. So you want to go half on this popcorn shrimp or no? And she was like, I'm
wait.
So glad you said something.
Cause
and I'm still hungry, trying to be cute.
I'm actually not mad at Lawrence's transition. I don't know if he's transitioning out or if he's reaffirming himself to try to transition back in. But I'm not
Lawrence
mad
don't
at
know
it.
What
I know
he
y'all
wants.
Not gonna like it, but I'm not mad at it.
All he knows
and
that
he
wants.
About to get wrapped up in another girl like that, like. I'm gonna come on the weekends, do my thing. I'm gonna take you out. You're not on that level for me yet. We don't know what he's feeling.
I think I got it covered for the weekend.
Lawrence is SZA. He really said half. Well, you know what? But he's been working at his job for 2 months. You cannot afford her own personal popcorn shrimp.
He
and your own personal.
He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to fully invest. Whoa. In
he
something
probably not
else.
Even. Lawrence look like the type of dude too that ain't even throwing his homeboy nothing on the rent.
He probably not. He probably
you know.
Ain't.
He don't even look like one of them.
Yeah,
you know.
Lawrence and Tasha have a conversation about the living situation. I think she was trying to pry and find out what his intentions were. Mm-hmm. But darling, you're pimping backwards. I have said this on multiple occasions.
True.
She's pimping backwards.
True.
And she's trying to force something out of him.
She
that
needs
you
to keep the cookie
got...
on lock, clink clink, and then try and you know
you
put
don't
some boundaries
give up the cookie
that
until
cookie.
You know that there will be some milk waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
You do not give up the cookie. Until you know
There will be like milk. The glass has to be full.
It
sitting,
has to be full.
Not half empty, half full. Like you don't just know, full. It's just full.
Like a dunkable sign.
Tasha's a silly. Okay, so can I ask a question? Malibu, shut the F up. Trigger word. Did I picked up on what they were saying.
I didn't
saying,
remember that from before.
But I don't recall that coming trip. Up. Well, because they went to Malibu, and that's where their blow up, you know, kind of came to a head. But is that their trigger word for, like, okay, Bible. You're going too far?
Oh, I thought it was, like, Bible. Like, how...
That's what I thought, too.
Like, I'm confused. Because like, I feel like it's going to come up again.
I like, thought it Malibu. Was, like, a trigger word for, like, no lie. Like, telling the absolute truth.
Okay.
Like, really shut up. Really shut up. Like
Malibu?
Yeah.
Like, chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, do I have a booger in my nose? And you say no, and I'm like, no, for real, do I? And you're like, Malibu, no. You don't have a booger in your nose. And
because
then I find
Malibu,
out I have a booger in my nose, and I'm like, you said Malibu. And you're like,
you,
I know, but
really
I didn't
got a
see
booger
it.
In your nose.
Do I?
Yeah,
come here. Is it a crown?
I'm kidding.
Okay. So, I was like, is it tiny or
we keep it totally it. Real here on AfterBuzz TV.
Like,
boogers,
that
no.
analogy makes
well,
sense.
Okay, I like the analogy. I like where it's going. I didn't quite understand it, but now I do a little bit better.
Good.
I guess I'll have to find one of those for me and my friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe not Malibu. That's just that's
Compton.
Three syllables. Like
Bompton.
Bompton. Mm-hmm. What up?
But then you gotta be like on Bompton. You know
what up? The Bloods.
Whole spectrum.
Speaking of Bompton, the Bloods light a fire in the house. How did that
Which
even start?
Which had to happen from like. Ashing a blunt or something
that
in the trash can
so
with the cherry.
How many times somebody done did that?
I'm just thinking that's exactly
now
what
I
happened.
Now I know what not to do.
Because nobody was cooking. Nobody.
Did you see old girl with her codependent husband over there hitting the weed? Because yeah. they try to act all high and mighty and it's like, you guys are over here hitting the weed.
You ain't gonna ask.
Do you have, any,
do you have
herb?
Any herb?
And look, they're so classy. They said herb. Not herbs.
Yeah.
But herb.
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 Well, yeah,
what said. Up, Amanda?
All hell breaks loose. They finally put the fire out. But you know what?
No, she put the fire out. Everybody else ran. It was like her and like one other
out of there.
Can I be honest? I really thought the house was going to burn down. Because
when it
we
first
ended
split.
With the couch being out on the street and it was shot to hell.
Right.
And I thought to myself, this would be the perfect way to kind of bring everybody back together. Just burn the whole house down. Best Buy shirt and all. I bet it's still in the closet.
Probably is.
Just burn the house down. I was really disappointed the house didn't burn down.
Mm.
I know that sounds terrible.
Yeah. That would have been some real drama.
So I'm going to skip over Issa getting robbed by these kids because I want to really break down the ending of this episode because I know we're running short on time. Lawrence finally comes by knocking because he wants to pick up his mail. Now, remember, Issa set up this party with the intention of having him come by when she's, like, doing good and having fun.
Done that before.
But I'm glad that he came by when he did because he saw the aftermath. It's one thing to, like, be there when somebody's having a gathering, but to see the aftermath, like, y'all really was kicking it. Like,
the burn scar on the like, wall mm-hmm. from the trash can.
Like, she clearly had a gathering. Right. And I'm glad that he saw that. But then he saw more than that.
He saw
I did not
felt.
See this coming. I saw more of Lawrence's ass cheeks. I can't complain. But Lawrence
Issa.
And Issa just
yes,
start getting it on
and I was
that
all,
couch.
I was all for it. All for it.
I was
steamy.
Not for it. I was for watching it, but for the conceptual part of it, I was not for.
I think that...
Because I knew he was going to up and leave. I knew he was.
And thinking that that's where the inconsistency...
Call it out, girl.
That's where it comes into play. Because you can't... I guess because I've been there, so I kind of get it. Like, you want to be able to fix it, and you think so much in your head, like, that is going to fix it. You know what I'm saying?
Course.
It's just like, bro, it's been forever. He ain't came to get this mail. He got to get the mail. Now he here. He finna go get this stuff from the bathroom. If he still loves me, then, dot, dot, dot. So it's always that open door that's just like, well, hell, if he kiss me, then I'm going to kiss him
back.
If he touch me, I'm going to touch him first. Or touch him too. So I feel like she was waiting for that. And then when she got it, it was almost like, because as a viewer, we was hell, all of us sitting there like, that's a dream, bitch.
Yes, we were waiting for her to wake up real quick.
When is she going to wake up?
This is a dream. This is a dream.
Now, she came to the door with nothing but her drawers on. She saw out of the peephole that it was Lawrence.
But she had no time to get her life together. She had on that little kid shirt.
She tried to walk away, and he knocked some more, and she was like, I might lose him if I walk away to put some clothes on.
Exactly. He may not think I'm home.
It takes 30 seconds to put on some Jordan shorts. I walk around in my drawers or lack thereof all the time. And if the UPS man comes by my house, I have Jordan shorts.
No, that's different.
To put on.
This that's for no the UPS man.
Hell, my UPS you man saw is
this is the D-I-C-K man.
You saw how broken
this
she was.
This is the E-X man. This is yes. I want him B-A-C-K man. Yes. Hello. Yes. This yes. ain't no UPS man. Wrong ooh. Letters.
You damn. Saw her looking at the burn on the wall.
The next time my UPS
sad.
Man come by, I'm going to tell him you need to change your you need to
change your letters.
Yes.
D-I-C-K step it up. Man.
Hello.
Damn.
She was girl. Broken before that door rang.
So here's one of the things that I personally have an issue with on Insecure, which is some of the production. Mm. Last season, Molly hooks up with that young man. I didn't see a condom. This episode, did anybody have on a condom?
We don't know about Tasha.
We don't know
we
about
know
Tasha.
We know for sure that was not with Issa and Lawrence.
And
well, it didn't look like Tasha had, and he was doing one with Tasha because he definitely just put his drawers back on.
You right.
Just that's saying. True. And I don't know how people get that. I mean, after each his own, but.
So
I mean,
here's my issue. We talk about HIV, AIDS in the African American community. And here Lawrence is. You don't know where Tasha's really been. She's low class, so she's probably got a few things because she's low class. Then you going over here banging Issa raw.
But I think he's also coming from this fact. I'm not saying that it's right, but I think he's also coming from the fact of, hell, she did it, so I don't know what she was doing, so I'm out here too. That don't give you no excuse because that's your smart, health. That's you. That, you get what I'm saying? But, I mean, that niggas is petty. They gonna do that.
They're petty. They're low class. They're just...
And this is, even though this is something you might not like production-wise, this is still very relatable and how it goes down.
I ain't never let somebody just come over to my...
Well, you...
Hold on, McCall.
But
hold on, wait. I was like, don't incriminate yourself. Think.
Don't please.
So, let's just
air.
Move on to some predictions.
Let's do that.
Let's move on to some predictions. Okay.
Ooh. And now,
you're sorry, McCall.
That scared the hell out of me. So,
ooh, so creepy.
Because we like to predict things, even though there are previews for the next episode. We don't know everything.
Was that the preview for the next episode, or for everything? Within
I think it was
the
for
next?
Everything.
Everything.
Oh. You know what I think is gonna happen?
What?
And I don't know if it's gonna be next episode or at some point. But if Lawrence continues to drop his drawers and just penetrate on command,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's going to be Tasha. I don't know if it's going to be Issa.
Somebody
but somebody is going to end up pregnant.
It's me.
Girl,
mm-hmm.
I knew you had a glow.
I'm kidding.
So that's my prediction.
Woo.
What's your glow-ass prediction?
I predict that there's going to be, like, this light-skinned girl that, like, is really close, like, as a day player or something. Like, right behind the whole friend group.
Does her name start with an A?
I believe so. This is just a prediction. I think her name is, like, Allie.
And
I think it's going to be... I think so. And I think it's going to be on the episode where they're at the California African American Museum. But don't quote me. I had so much fun. Just I had to plug myself.
So,
okay.
I would like to do the honors because I'm proud. This is not my daughter, but if she were my daughter, I'd be very proud.
Thank you,
Allie. Allie will be, I don't know what episode, but an upcoming episode, Allie will be featured
yes.
as day player number...
Number one.
Number one. She is at the California African American Museum mm-hmm. with Issa and the gang, being fabulous, having wine, and getting her airtime.
Yes!
Snaps for you.
Thank you.
All around.
Thank
Black
you.
Black girl magic.
Thank you.
Black girl magic.
Now, I will say on the episode, I can just say, can I say that? As say prediction? What? Like, I know what happens.
Oh.
Not, I don't want to spoil
well,
it.
No, don't spoil it for me, girl.
I'll pick something else then.
Is it juicy, though?
Kinda.
Oh, shit.
So it's. I think you guys actually. I think they actually showed it in the preview. So Issa finds out about Tasha via social media because it goes like all around their like friend group, and so Issa finds a way to make contact. I would like to think
she
with
slid
said
in her
Tasha.
She slid in,
and
her
I'll leave it there.
Mm. So it's about to go down.
It might. But I do want to say that I think Molly is going to unfold as a character, just like you said. I'm not sure when, but I hope it's very soon because I think that she's going to have like a breakdown and like realize a lot of stuff about herself. But in the meantime, she's actually teaching Issa how to host. So I don't know how that's going to balance.
Which people need to know how to do, you know, yeah. You need to have that phase in your life. It is healthy.
Yes, so you know where you're going.
Well, what if Lawrence doesn't answer any of Issa's calls or texts and she pops up at jury duty? How crazy would that be?
That would be really sad with knowing that she needs some help working. Like, I hope she wouldn't take that time and energy.
I think she would, though.
Well, with that being said, as far as someone being pregnant, I agree, because it definitely appeared that he finished inside of Issa.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
That happened. So I also don't think he is going to make up his mind anytime soon as far as what he wants to do with either of them.
He's going to be forced to.
Maybe
with the
not.
News. Because he was cruising by the dunes with the window down.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy. He misses home, clearly. Like, there's no doubt about it. But I don't know if he's going to go home just yet.
And he said he's going to enjoy some loose ends, too. Remember he made that reference? He was like, just, you know, some odds and ends. You know how that is? And she looking like, no, like, cut it. What you mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
And I really thought, too, I want to say this. I really thought that after they had that conversation, I thought that he was going to Issa's house to cut it. Which surprised me. So yeah.
I guess he was trying to
after the conversation, he was just like, it's odds and ends. She was like, no, it's not. Like, you know, she was like, okay, but it's not
The flesh. The flesh.
That's true.
So that's your prediction.
Yeah, and then I also feel, what was I saying? Oh, my gosh, I lost my train of thought.
Bring it back, girl.
I think it was, Molly. I think she's going to fold really soon because I feel like she has to. Because after a while, it's not going to be much of a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
So we need that to happen probably sooner than later.
Now, the reason why I'm excited for Molly to have this breakdown, like I said, I think that'll be a really dope scene. It's also because Yvonne Orji is a hell of an actress, right? And I'm really rooting for her. And I think that we've seen, like, this one dimension of her as an actress, right?
Needs some range.
Because she has a lot of sex scenes. Mm-hmm. So we know her orgasmic face, and we know.
And she's never had sex a day in her life.
Like, and she's 33.
She is a virgin. I think that's amazing.
That's insane. And then you can have sex for play and still not want
to. And that's what she said. She was like, I'm sorry to take away. Mm-hmm. She was interviewing with the Breakfast Club, and they asked her, like, for real, you ain't never did. You this old. You ain't never. She was like, no. She was like, how you know how to do it on stage? She was like, literally, like, people, she was like, it's the most awkward thing. She said, but when I knew that I had to do scenes, like signing up for it, I would have to, of course, I'm working chemistry with the person I'm going to be doing it with. Like, and it was more like, back in our own, like, little area, like, practicing, like, you've been here, you do, and she was just like, it's so freaking structured, and I never realized how structured sex was.
How do you not get turned on?
And I was like, dang.
Girl, all you gotta do is get on the radio and walk her through it.
No, but how can you not get turned on by going through the motions? Like, we went through the motions when we were kids.
Yeah.
Like, little humping with our clothes on and shit as we were growing up.
That you know what Robin was doing in Leimert Park.
I was getting ready to say Robin.
In Leimert.
I'm just saying, when you were, like, junior high, getting ready
to Hey, Robin, mama.
Just a little rubbing here.
Robin with a V.
Shut up. That was a turn on then, so how could you be 33? And then we reach a certain peak in our 30s and beginning of our 30s. How can that not turn you on? Like, I have questions for her.
Like, I would love to have a conversation with her, too, but she is waiting. And I'm like, girl, wait, listen, Yvonne.
Do you fight that urge? Or maybe...
Jesus.
She's strong. She's real strong. But because of that, I would like to see her take on that next level of her acting career. Mm-hmm. She's got that.
It's gonna be a whole nother level. Yeah,
that could get her the Emmy, and the Emmy will bring the husband, and the husband will bring the
the milk.
So you know, I before I let you guys go, I do want to share something that is good because growth is great, but then bad because I'ma just as we are, like I said, changing up the panel a little bit, we are also going to be looking for somebody to fill some big ass shoes. And she got little shoes, but some big ass shoes.
Thank you.
Tonight is Allie's last night with us.
Yes.
We need some sad music.
I am sad, dude.
I'm sad too because, you know, last year when Insecure first got announced, you know, I wrote to our producer, said, I really think we've got to cover this show. And so I met Allie, I met the gang, and, you know, we had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
And we literally fought for this show, too,
network. We fought to cover Insecure. It wasn't a guarantee that we were going to be able to cover it because nobody knew.
Oh, I hate you, Trash.
Girl, all I have to say is.
Love you, Allie.
I love you, too.
I wish you nothing but the best. Please let everybody know where they can find you.
Oh, y'all are making me so sad.
I'm fighting back tears right now.
Oh, God, I didn't cry on Being Mary Jane. Okay, guys, so I can't say you judge. Okay, I am going to be on the radio in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm super duper excited. It is a radio through Summit Media. So I'm excited about some new growth and some new changes on the weekends, and God knows what's going to be following, but, I will say this. Yeah, I'll be closer to my family. I get to be with my sister through her senior year and my nephew Brayden. So I'm excited. But I will say this though, to Maria and all the staff here, Kevin, Josh, all of our producers and stuff. This was the very first thing that I ever did in LA, like ever. And this kind of solidified me moving here. And I enjoyed y'all. And I've always enjoyed my panels, too. So I'm excited. But I'll be back.
Well, I wish you nothing you but the best, girl. And I just want you to spread those wings and fly. Yes. You fly away.
I appreciate it. I really love y'all a lot. I've been with you all day. But, McCall, I really appreciate you. Yeah. I really do. But I'm not finna be crying on here. Y'all ain't finna get me all teary up.
Y'all got us up here like Molly and Issa for real up here getting emotional and crying. So while I have tears in my eyes, I'm going to dry them and remind you all to follow AfterBuzz on TV across the board. Make sure you go on YouTube. Leave your predictions. Leave any comments you have. And also leave your wishes for Allie, yes. Please.
Yes.
Make sure you read them. You can really find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide. Hopefully I'm not a bubbling, crying baby. At So McCall Hall and McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram. And Allie, once again, where can they find you, darling?
Oh, goodness. Last time signing off, it's Allie Washington. You can catch me across all social media platforms at Allie the Pub. I love you guys.
She's such a light. She's such a light. Martha and Snoop. This Martha and Snoop show is not going to be the same without you. You guys can find me. I'm Robin with the V, McSweeney. You can find me at B Stays Busy Anywhere.
And we'll see y'all next week on Insecure on AfterBuzz TV. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Skirt, skirt!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.